Olá, VPFire! Começa agora o quadro de leitura nivelada com Graded Readers do VPFI. Os episódios deste audiobook estarão agendados para toda sexta-feira às 7 horas da manhã aqui, ok? É com imenso prazer que eu realizo a leitura do terceiro capítulo do livro O Fantasma da Ópera. Este book está dividido em 11 episódios, onde haverá minha narração, com pronúncia de inglês americano, e o videobook no YouTube. Assim, você pode praticar diferentes aspectos linguísticos enquanto refina sua cultura com a leitura desta obra clássica. Para uma melhor experiência, ouça este capítulo com um headset ou seu fone de ouvido. Próxima sexta-feira, às 7 horas da manhã, haverá o quarto capítulo disponível aqui para você continuar assistindo e estudando. Chapter 3: The Mystery of Box 5. The next event occurred a few days after the new managers received the ghost's second letter. The members of the audience sitting in box 5 began laughing and shouting during the performance. The manager sent a guard to find out what was happening. He went to box 5 and asked people to be quiet. The guard then went away, but the people began to make a noise again. The guard returned and told them to leave the box. Monsieur Moncharmin and Monsieur Richard decided to investigate. They called the guard into their office.
"What happened last night in box 5?"
they asked.
"It was nothing,"
the guard said.
"The people there behaved badly from the start. They went into the box and then they came out again. They said that they had heard a voice saying, 'The box is taken.' We looked inside, but there was no one there. Then they went back in, and they started making a noise."
"What did the box keeper say?" the managers asked. The guard smiled.
"She said it was the opera ghost."
"Bring the box keeper here immediately,"
Monsieur Richard ordered.
"This joke about the ghost is beginning to irritate me."
A few minutes later, the box keeper came in. This was Meg's mother. She smiled in a friendly way when she entered the manager's office.
"I'm happy you asked to see me, gentlemen," she said. "I can explain everything about the ghost."
"Never mind the ghost,"
Monsieur Richard said impatiently.
"We want to talk to you about what happened last night in box 5.
"It was the ghost, sir,"
the box keeper said quietly.
"He was angry again, you see."
Monsieur Moncharmin now interrupted the conversation.
"Have you ever talked to the ghost?"
he asked with a smile.
"Of course I have, sir,"
the box keeper replied.
When he speaks to you, what does he say?"
Monsieur Moncharmin asked.
"He asks for a footstool,"
the woman said quietly. The managers laughed loudly. The idea of a ghost who wanted a footstool was ridiculous.
"Then, you see, he always leaves me some money when he goes. Sometimes 2 francs, sometimes 5 or even 10 francs. Sometimes he leaves me chocolates too."
The box keeper said it with a smile. "He's very kind, really." The managers listened to the box keeper for a little longer. When they were alone again, they made 2 decisions.
First, they decided to sack the box keeper, who was obviously mad. Second, they decided to investigate Box 5 for themselves. Próxima sexta-feira, às 7 horas da manhã, haverá o quarto capítulo disponível aqui para você continuar assistindo e estudando. E lembre-se que a versão de videobook estará no YouTube, caso você necessite de um apoio mais visual para compreender a história.